The meeting that we had with him yesterday, that was chaired by Glenda Davies of Sandy Row, it was very constructive. It was not really about a negative. It was about how do we move forward positively. We do recognise that there are issues. Three schools come together is never going to be easy. But the last thing we needed was people to be going off and making their own submissions and stuff like that. So, it went very well as a meeting, and we're delighted that it came out so quickly and it referenced, you know, this is a sincere apology that the community were asking for.
In their statement, NICEM say that they'd put concerns to the Education Authority. They'd heard from black and ethnic minority parents about racist attacks and bullying. And they wanted to highlight that parents must feel their concerns are being addressed. Do you recognise those as valid concerns?
Well, this was talked about yesterday. And what we said was that our ambition and our vision for the school has always been a collaborative, integrated school for all the children. The last thing we want to do, and put my Alliance hat on here, the last thing we want to do is build two schools. So we were concerned about that. But what we said is the last thing we need to do is give in to that very, very small portion of the community who might be racist, who may be prejudicial. But there's no way we should stop a school just because there are a few parents. What we need to do is educate the children together, because the children, what we find in all three schools is the children get on great, and we just have to set the parents' issues aside. And again, we have no idea how big or how small that is, but what we have to keep putting is the children's best interest at heart.
Well, the three schools are due to close at the end of August next year. Do parents know what's to happen after that?
No, and this is what we agreed yesterday. The last thing we needed was this distraction, so to speak, in that our battle is really with the Education Authority, because we do not want the three schools to close. What we do want, and this was what always our ambition for the last 10 years has been, the three schools remain open until the day in our the new amalgamated, fit-for-purpose, 21st century school is ready to open.
But if one was closed, couldn't the children simply move to the other two?
Well, I don't think so. I'm not sure whether your listeners are aware of the schools. One of them is very small, and two of them are very old, and they wouldn't fit local, the education guidance on it. So none of the schools are practical, really, in going forward in the future. And to take that back, you know, there are a lot of issues in the area. What we need to do is address educational entertainment. There's a lot of children with special education needs. So we need a really good all-singing, all-dancing school that is going to work for the best of all the children.
But the fear is that the three will be closed and there'll be no new school.
Well, and that's it. And that's why a lot of parents in all three schools have said, no way,